Welcome to this Bree podcast. I'm Mia. This episode comes from Product Hunt Daily, part of the Bree podcast family.
And I'm Milo.
Today we start with a wave of new voice and language models, then touch on-device privacy, a Notion mobile app, and several developer tools that aim to make AI agents easier to build and control.
First up, two new models from Willow that are making some big claims.
Willow has put out two voice AI models called Frontier Pro and Frontier Mini.
Right. Their tagline for the Pro version is the fastest, most accurate dictation model in the world.
They're targeting dictation, real-time transcription, and live captioning.
This is a Product Hunt launch announcement, so those speed and accuracy claims don't come with any independent benchmarks yet.
Still, it signals where competition is heating up, against players like Whisper, DeepGram, and Assembly AI.
And speaking of Assembly AI, they just released Universal Dash 3.5 Pro.
It's a speech-to-text model that now supports 18 languages.
Assembly AI calls it their most accurate STT model.
That jump to 18 languages means a developer can build voice features for a much wider user base through one API.
The launch is on Product Hunt, so we're working from the company's own description for now.
Let's move to an offline privacy story. Verify has added on-device receipt field detection to its Lens SDK.
This runs locally on a phone. Take a photo of a receipt, and the data extraction happens right on the device. No image gets sent to a server.
That's the privacy angle. And it means the feature works without an internet connection.
The tagline is, secure on-device extraction even if you're offline. Useful for expense management in the field or anywhere with spotty signal.
The announcement covers both iOS and Android through the Lens SDK.
Now a story about Notion. An iOS app called Notion Agents appeared on Product Hunt.
It lets you chat with Notion agents anytime. You can throw a voice note, a photo of a napkin sketch, or a text question at it.
The description we have cuts off mid-sentence, though. It promises that all requests are handled. Beast, and we just don't know the rest.
The interesting part is, it decouples the AI agent from the main Notion Workspace app. That could make it a quick capture assistant while you're away from your desk.
Or with only a single truncated product listing, the full capabilities and limits are still unconfirmed.
Over at Google Cloud, there's a new command line tool for developers called Agents 2 Klosh Kammer.
Its tagline, the 151 your coding agent uses to ship agents.
The idea is one terminal command to scaffold, evaluate, and deploy an AI agent.
That covers the whole lifecycle, initial setup, testing, and launch inside a single text-based tool.
It's listed on Product Hunt as a developer launch. Good for lowering the friction of shipping an agent, though evaluation quality in the real world is still an open question.
Another launch, called Lemon Lime, takes a different approach to automation.
Instead of building a workflow step by step, you describe it in a prompt. The platform self-creates the automation using the tools your team already uses.
The claim is automating existing workflows in minutes from a single prompt.
For non-technical teams, that's an appealing pitch. But the source is a launch announcement, so reliability and complexity limits aren't validated yet.
It frames the shift as moving from building automations to having them created by the AI.
On the knowledge management side, Feeny has something called Knowledge Atlas.
It's positioned as a self-maintaining knowledge layer. The system ingests support tickets, writes help articles, and updates them automatically.
The description we have says it writes he, which is likely help center articles, but the text cuts off there.
So the idea is continuous self-improvement without manual authoring. If it works, small support teams could offload a lot of the documentation upkeep.
But again, the source is a single Product Hunt listing with an incomplete description. We can't gauge concrete accuracy yet.
Compendium is tackling a related problem for teams running multiple AI agents.
Each agent tends to end up with its own knowledge silo. Compendium is a shared workspace meant to fix that.
Companies store onboarding docs, playbooks, tables, and lessons learned. Integrations pull the data in, and the system structures it into a library.
Both human team members and AI agents can query, update, and reference the same versioned content.
The Product Hunt listing says it's keeping your team, agents, and data on one page.
Without a shared knowledge base like this, agents operate on outdated or incomplete information, which can slow down entire workflows.
Shifting to founder tools. IOTA is a daily stand-up summarizer listed on Product Hunt.
It reads, team activity from Slack, Telegram, Discord, GitHub, and Linear, then sends the founder one sourced summary of what shipped that day.
The tagline, know what your team actually shipped today.
It aims to replace a live stand-up with a single AI-written update. Whether the summary is accurate depends heavily on the quality of the source data from those tools.
Another listing is Aorus, which describes itself as an MCP server that places a Pharao trading account inside any AI chat.
That gives users chat-based access to Perpetual's trading on Pharao through a conversational interface.
It's an interesting move towards simplifying crypto derivatives trading. But the listing is light on details. No word yet on real-world reliability or availability.
On the content side, Bono AI claims to turn a short voice conversation into a full content strategy.
The flow. You talk for 10 minutes, and the system promises to publish everywhere.
It's pitched as a voice AI content strategist on Product Hunt, but we don't have details on output formats, quality, or which platforms it actually covers.
And finally, a hardware oddity. Nano KVM Go is a watch-sized, serverless KVM device.
It supports 4 Kelvin video, Wi-Fi 6, and built-in AI agent MCP support. The MCP part lets an AI agent take physical control over any screen.
It's serverless, meaning it doesn't need a dedicated host computer. This effectively bridges a gap. AI software directly seeing and controlling a physical machine.
That could shift how remote infrastructure gets managed. But for now, we only have the Product Hunt listing and tagline. That's the episode. Thanks for listening.
We'll be back next time.